Welcome back to the deep dive. So I want you to think about a time you've had to use, say, a big internal corporate tool.
Oh, like a CRM or some complex dashboard.
Exactly. And you click a button and the entire screen just goes white for a second. It has to reload everything.
That full page reload, it's so jarring.
It is. And that pain, that choppy navigation is what we're talking about today. The technology that solves this is the single page application, or SPA.
Right.
Our mission is to really unpack why choosing an SPA has become, well, less of an engineering choice and much more of a core product decision.
It's a huge shift. So, to define it simply, an SPA basically loads the heavy stuff, the main layout, the navigation, all that boilerplate. It loads it all right at the start.
Just one big initial load.
One big load. And then as you click around, it only fetches the little bits of content and data that actually need to change.
So for the person using it, the main benefit is what?
You just feel smoother, it feels faster. You don't get that visual reset between actions, so it ends up feeling a lot more like a native desktop or mobile app.
Okay, so it feels faster, but is that perception just, smoke and mirrors? Or is there a real technical advantage creating that immediate feeling?
It's very real. It comes down to a clean separation of duties. Some people call it decoupling.
Decoupling.
Yeah. The SPA, which is the front end, it handles all the user-facing stuff. Routing, layout changes, what happens when you click.
And the back end.
The back end is freed up to do just one thing really well: manage data, run the business logic, and serve it all up through an API.
And I love that point because the strategic win there is that a single API doesn't just power your web app.
Exactly.
It can now also power your native mobile app or maybe an integration with a partner. That has to cut down development time massively.
It's incredibly efficient. And that structure is why SPAs are just perfect for really complex workflows.
Like what, for example?
Think about heavy data entry, or a multi-step form with conditional logic, or applying lots of filters to a big table of data. The SPA makes sure you never lose your context.
Right, you don't lose your place.
And that directly translates to fewer user errors and fewer people just abandoning the task halfway through.
It's like the difference between filling out, I don't know, 20 paper forms
Right.
versus using software like TurboTax that guides you through and remembers everything.
That's a great analogy. It holds your state.
So since this is a product decision now, we should probably compare it to the main alternatives.
For sure. Our sources really lay out three primary models. You have SPAs, which, as we've said, are best for those interactive dashboards and portals.
Okay.
Then you have the traditional multi-page applications, or MPAs. That's your classic website. It reloads on every click.
And the big advantage there is,
SEO.
right.
They are naturally very, very friendly to search engines. So great for content-heavy sites, blogs, that sort of thing.
And the third one.
PWAs, or progressive web apps, they're really mobile-first, and their superpower is strong offline support.
So within the SPA world, what are the big frameworks people are using to build them?
You generally see three big players. React is probably the most popular. It's very component-based and scales well.
Right.
For big enterprise apps where you need consistency and long-term maintenance, you see a lot of Angular.
And what's the third?
Vue.js. It's kind of the approachable middle ground. It's lightweight, high performance, and a bit easier to get started with.
But there have to be trade-offs. It can't all be good news.
No, absolutely.
No.
You're shifting complexity. That initial page load can be a lot heavier because you're loading so much structure up front.
And what about that SEO issue you mentioned?
That's a big one. For any public-facing pages, you need to do deliberate, specialized work to make sure Google can find and index your content. It's not automatic.
You also mentioned this shift in responsibility to the front end. What does that mean in practice? Are we just moving the security risks and the complexity from the server to the browser?
In a way, yes. The front-end code becomes much more complex, especially when it comes to managing state.
State management.
Yeah, it just means the browser now has to be really smart. It has to keep track of every form field, every button click, all the data across different screens without constantly asking the server for help. It's a lot of memory work for the client.
So to pull it all together, the big drivers for an SPA are that perception of speed, much smoother workflows, and just better overall control of the user experience.
Right. For any platform where users are doing deep interactive work, it's become the default.
Which brings us to a final critical question for anyone listening.
Yeah, the sources are really clear on this.
Yeah.
There is no single best option. And if the tech choice is now a product choice, then the final decision has to depend entirely on your user.
On how they actually use the product.
Precisely. So the challenge is to ask, is your user here once a month to read an article? Or are they living in your application 8 hours a day managing inventory? because that frequency, that intensity of use, that's the true metric that should tip the scales for or against the SPA model.